Hi, and welcome to the 33rd episode of the Language Mandarins podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to be talking a little bit about the importance of speaking to yourself. So one thing that I often recommend to students with their language learning is to record themselves speaking when they're not in the class. So what this means is if they have an app on their smartphone, for example, or if they have a webcam on their computer, they can record themselves speaking either just to make an MP3 or to create a video that they could load onto YouTube. And the benefit of doing this is that you can observe your intonation. You can hear how you speak. If you make a video, you can see your body language. You can observe how other people might see you. More importantly, the opportunity to speak to yourself out loud, whether you record yourself or not, is the opportunity to work out the kinks in your speaking. What I mean is, let's say, for example, you want to learn how to drive a manual stick shift car. So would you prefer to learn how to drive that car if you've never driven a stick shift car? Would you prefer to do that on the street, in the middle of traffic, surrounded by pedestrians, surrounded by other cars, perhaps surrounded by a police officer who might stop you if you do something wrong? That would be a very stressful situation. Ideally, you would maybe find a quiet, empty parking lot where you could practice turning on the car and going, moving into first gear and transitioning between the gears and starting over again. If the car stalls, that's not a problem. You're not surrounded by anybody. You're not going to hurt anybody. You're not going to hurt yourself. Nobody's going to penalize you, such as like a police officer, because the car stalled. So think of that example of learning how to drive a car in a quiet, peaceful place with your language learning. So if you need time to practice speaking and to practice making mistakes and developing your confidence and linking your thoughts together, then it's really important to do those practice sessions of speaking to yourself when nobody else is listening. Perhaps, yes, you can record yourself and you can listen to yourself afterwards, but either way, you need to put in those hours of work and put in those hours of practice. Another example that I'm reminded of is when I was first learning the piano, my piano teacher would give me exercises that I was supposed to work on during the week. Since I was a very disorganized kid, I didn't necessarily practice every day. I would usually procrastinate and maybe not even practice at all. And so I would show up to my piano lesson and I would waste not only my teacher's time, but I would waste my time because I would be practicing in front of my teacher. I would not be performing in front of my teacher after having practiced that same piece of music over and over again when nobody else was necessarily listening to me. So this idea we associate with other things like music or learning to drive a car or learning to play some sport, we realize the importance of that practice session and multiple practice sessions, and realizing that it's not a big deal if we make mistakes during those practice sessions, because ultimately we are going to learn a new skill and we are going to be able to perform in front of somebody else. Imagine if you go to a concert and the musicians are not ready. Would you enjoy the concert at all? So why do we sometimes associate talking with a native speaker or talking with somebody else practice, when really our practice should be before we have that conversation. And when we do have the opportunity to have a conversation, that is when we perform. So really what I'm trying to say here is practice speaking by yourself, practice recording yourself when nobody else is necessarily listening. But if you have the opportunity to make a recording, it's a great way to keep track of your progress over time. And an idea that I've discovered thanks to Agnieszka Murdoch with her Language Learner Pro course is to take the same question and to record yourself periodically. So this means if you are starting to learn a language, take a practice question, answer it maybe about yourself or about a friend or about your likes or dislikes, answer it on day one, then record yourself making your answers for that same question maybe on day 30 and day 60 and day 90, which would be applicable in the case of like the add one challenge. So it would be one way that you could see how much you can speak the language and how well you speak the language over a period of time. So keep that in mind, that when you are learning a language, you practice and practice and practice. And when you can speak to somebody else, a native speaker or another language exchange partner or another person who has more experience in that language, consider that opportunity as your performance time. So I hope this has been helpful for getting you to practice more your languages. And if you would like to take an English lesson with me or to hear more about my language Mandarins, you can visit my website at Huggins International. That's H-U-G-G-I-N-S international.com. Or you can send me an email at HugginsInternational@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast, and I look forward to the next one. Take care.